Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Sunday night meeting with the Chargers.
Appreciate you guys being here. Good practice. Getting ready to go. Big challenge in front of us. So we're looking forward to that, but we've got a lot of work to do this week still. Before we get started, I just want to express gratitude on Thanksgiving week. I know you guys aren't going to be here tomorrow, so we're grateful for you guys, actually. We are. And for what you do in terms of connecting the team and the players and everybody with the fans. Fans get a chance to have a lens into the organization, into the team through the media. And you guys do a great job with that, and we appreciate it. Great group to work with every single day. So I say that genuinely. Thank you. Okay. And then for our fans and also for our families, I'm very grateful for my family and very grateful for the grace of God. A chance to get up every day and breathe and do what we get a chance to do. So with that, what questions do you have?
Let's start with the injuries.
We were in a good place, playful place. You had to ruin it, Jameson.
Marlon and Ronnie were back out there, so I'm guessing that's possibly trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I think everybody's doing a really good job of trying to get back, and I think this time of year you're going to have those things that guys are going to be fighting through. You're never going to be certain about every single guy every single week, but we're generally a healthy football team, so. We'll just see where we're at on Sunday when we get there.
John, we were out there when Bateman went down. Was that just precautionary?
We'll just have to see. It doesn't look like a real serious injury or anything like that. But he should be fine. But we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Speaking of players coming back, Demarion or Pepe Williams is back. Just how excited are you to see a young kid like that be back on the field?
Yeah, very excited for him. I mean, he's been around here. He's been around here for the last month telling me, he wants to go. He wants to go. And finally the trainers cleared him. And to see him out there with his enthusiasm, Pepe's always high energy guy. He's out there talking already. So, it was fun to have him out there. And I think he'll have a chance to really contribute as we go forward here.
John, there was a report that Andrews had surgery. Is that kind of the outcome you were expecting with Dr. Anderson? And is it still kind of what you were saying, might have a chance to be able to return late in the season?
Right, it was. It was. It was all positive. I had a chance to review the MRI and the pictures on it. And the guy gave it my thumbs up. After he was explaining to me what the heck was going on. But no, by our reports, Dr. Anderson told our doctors and our trainers that everything went really well, and we'll just see where it goes from here.
John, with the bye right around the corner, obviously, like you said, you guys are mostly healthy, but are you, for the guys that are nursing injuries, are you contemplating extra rest considering the bye around the corner, or how are you approaching this game any differently when it comes to playing status for certain guys?
We're approaching it with the idea that it's a very important game. Obviously, it's a huge game for us, and we need to go out there and win the game. So it's all hands on deck. We're going to try to get everybody to the game that we can, and we'll see how that goes.
At that point, it's, you've got the one game, thinking like a 22 or 3-day span. Can you just speak to the value of that kind of thing at this point in the season, I guess, particularly with, guys coming back from injuries?
Right. Yeah, Brian, I mean, I think we'll have a good feel for that when we get back, what it means to us. But this is just the way the schedule went this year. These games got spaced right here, which is what it is. We had 11 games, I think, under our belt, and nobody else had more than 9, I think, basically. And so I'm proud of the way the guys handled all that. Now our focus is on this one game. Put the best game together we can on Sunday to be as prepared as we can, play as well and hard as we can on Sunday out there in Los Angeles, and that's really what we're focusing on.
And it's another primetime game, obviously, that you guys just had. I'm just curious, do you like those? Do you get up for those the way the players do?
You do. I mean, yeah, you do. You get up for every game, but, sure. I mean, it's Sunday night football. It's like Thursday night football in the sense that it's everybody's watching. You're the only game, and it'll be the game that every football fan will have turned on. And our guys appreciate that because that's part of it. Players love to be on that stage and they love to have an opportunity to compete in that kind of an environment. Obviously, it's against a really good football team. It's an AFC rival. It's just an important game. So our guys will be ready to go.
John, you look at the Chargers, they throw the ball a lot to Keenan Allen. I mean, mean, have you mm-hmm. seen this type
I did notice that. I did.
Have you seen that before, this type of, obviously everybody has a go-to receiver, but yeah. to this degree, how is it game planning for a team where you know where they want to go with the ball?
Well, they do, and they do. They do with Keenan, and they also do, with Eckler. I mean, he gets the ball a lot, too, in various different types of ways. But that's not their only weapons. I mean, obviously the quarterback, he can get out and run. He can throw. He does a lot of things. He's dangerous. But they have a lot of good skill players. You know, every one of their guys is dangerous in their own right, and they spread the ball around. You say, okay, they throw it to number 13 a lot. Well, they do, but then you see the ball going to everybody else. And they scheme different guys different ways in different games, and different guys are very talented. They built a very talented offensive skill set guys. All the tight ends are receiving tight ends. Every single one of them is a good receiving tight end. They got, like, five of them. You know, four of them play all the time. So it's a really they're really good on offense for a reason. They do a great job with scheme, and it's going to be a challenge for us.
John, with you guys being the one seed in the AFC, is that something that you care about right now, or is it kind of meaningless with so much football left to be played?
It's better than it's good. It's where you want to be at this point, but it doesn't mean anything until after the last game in terms of playoff seeding. So, you know, you get the lead, keep the lead. I guess it means something in that sense. So we control a certain amount of our destiny. I don't know what the tiebreakers would say, but to some degree we do, I guess. But really, we just got to keep winning. We got to take it one game at a time, be 1-0 this week. And that's really all our guys are talking about, and that's all they're thinking about.
All right.
All set? Great. All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for Thanksgiving.